As you may have heard earlier, Gardaí say a businessman arrested in connection with the seizure of more than €10.5 million worth of cocaine was previously linked to cross-border smuggling and the IRA. The 61-year-old is still being questioned after he was arrested driving a truck on the M9 in Kilkenny. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has the story. Paul, what more can you tell us about this man?
Well, Rachel, the man in custody is a well-known businessman in the southeast who's been involved in the past in conflict with local farmers in his area. The Gardaí also believe he's connected to the West Dublin drugs gang known as The Family, which is involved in heroin and cocaine trafficking. He's run several businesses. He has been linked previously with the IRA, senior figures in the IRA, and cross-border smuggling. He's known to the PSNI and has also been a target for the Gardaí Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau for some time. The Gardaí believe that the expertise that has been learned over the years from cross-border smuggling, the techniques, the businesses that have been set up as fronts, the use, the routes, the connections, the logistics, are now also being used as part of international drug trafficking networks. The links between, in particular, distant Republicans and IRA members and organised crime have already been well documented. But detectives say these skills are now being used both by national and transnational organised crime groups that they're connected with, the South American cocaine cartels and the gangs here. That 61-year-old man remains in Gardaí custody this lunchtime. He's being detained under anti-gang legislation so he can be questioned for up to a week.
What can you tell us then about the broader Gardaí investigation here?
Well, what's interesting is that the Assistant Commissioner, Angela Willis, who's in charge of serious and organised crime, said today that the arrest and seizure of the €10.5 million worth of cocaine is part of a Garda's focus on the facilitators and the enablers of organised crime who often pose as legitimate business people. And as part of their investigation, they're looking into companies that were run by these people, finances, connections, fronts, that sort of thing. It's also notable in this case, as indeed in others, it involved very sophisticated smuggling techniques, deep concealment within heavy engineering equipment that would be needed to find these drugs, to identify them and extract them. The drugs couldn't be found in a regular search, and that was similar to what happened in the case of Ballyseedy, where Nathan MacDonald was jailed for 12 years, where the drugs were deeply concealed in an industrial machine which had been stored at the Ballyseedy Garden Centre. Again, that business been used as a front. And today's seizure just comes two weeks after Angela Willis had warned business people about the dangers of getting involved with transnational organised crime groups, and the Gardaí have reiterated that warning today.
Paul, thank you. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.